This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Monday Washington's support for Israel was unshakable, but he urged its ally to do more to protect civilians as its war against Hamas brought yet more death and destruction to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Lloyd, speaking during a visit to Israel, said Hamas was a terrorist group which should never be able to make attacks on Israel from Gaza. His visit came amid growing concern from foreign governments and international organizations over the death toll among civilians in Gaza from Israeli bombardments, as well as rising hunger and destitution. The U.S. is among several nations setting up a task force to protect shipping in a vital waterway that's come under attack by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The drone and ballistic missile attacks have led several shipping companies to keep their vessels from transiting the Red Sea.
This is an international problem, and it deserves an international response.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says nine nations will join the U.S. in either conducting joint patrols in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden or providing intelligence support. The rebels have attacked in the direction of not just commercial vessels, but also U.S. warships. Austin did not answer why the Pentagon has not conducted any counterstrikes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Families of Israeli hostages who were held by Hamas and those who have been released on Monday called on the U.S. to pressure for a deal that would see the release of all hostages from Gaza. They staged a protest outside the venue where U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met his Israeli counterpart in Tel Aviv. This